the weird.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, man, I'm definitely ready for this one. We haven't done this in a while.
No, we're kind of making it easy on ourselves for a couple of weeks here while we dig into some serious stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really had a need to do one of these. We haven't had a need for easy stuff. And I guess technically we don't need an easy one right now.
No, we don't. I don't think so.
But we're going to fucking take one. And if you guys don't like it, you can F off. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't tell them that. I would tell them to fuck off.
Jeez.
Cheese?
I like cheese.
I used to have a dog that she loved cheese so much that we would just mess with her, and we would say, sneeze, bees, trees, and she would just, like, get all amped up. She was thinking she was getting cheese. Of course, we'd give her cheese after. We wouldn't just be dickheads, but it was funny.
It's like that Switch game, the quick draw game, the 1-2 Switch game, like the demo one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was it far, fear, fire?
I haven't played that game in forever.
I know. I was just thinking about Mario Kart. My wife just picked up Mario Kart Uno, and it's got a neat thing in it. It's got an item card. There's 8 different item cards, and I don't know what other cards they took out for the same number of Uno cards. But it's a wild, so you can pick a color afterwards, depending on what happens. But on every single card, except for the item card, is a different kind of Mario Kart item, like a bomb or a green shell, banana, and lightning bolt.
Yeah.
So each one does something. So if you play the item block card, you draw another one from the draw pile, and whatever that item that is, you disregard what the card says, and you do what the item is. Like, if you get a banana peel, the person who just went before you has to draw 2 cards. If you get a green shell, you get to pick who draws 2 cards.
Fuck all that noise, man. That's how you really make some enemies. If you pick me and we're across the table and you pick me to draw 2 cards, yeah, time for a fight, buddy. Because now I know what you really think of me, damn it.
After Uno, you're going to be Uno because you ain't got no more friends.
Yep. And then you'll be... No, I had nothing there. I thought I was going somewhere, and I had nothing. And instead of just playing it off like, fuck it, I had nothing. I had,
It's fine. You got Uno. You got squat. You got zero.
Well, I was trying to make a joke about you being zero because I'd fucking end your life for throwing a green shell at me. But I don't know what zero is in Spanish. So I was like, you know what?
Man. Messing it up right away. Speaking of Spanish, tomorrow, as of this recording, is Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, it sure is. How about that? The 5th of May.
The 5th of May. Today is Cuatro de Mayo.
Yeah, but you thought it was Cinco de Mayo.
Yep. I was already living tomorrow. Sorry.
John Titor from the future.
Well, what are you having to drink on this Cinco de Mayo Eve?
Nothing Mexican.
What?
So I got a Corona with me, but I had to stop. I had to get a fun beer. I never had this beer. And it says it's breakfast.
So what?
I love breakfast.
I was just thinking about breakfast beer. I'm like, they haven't done that yet. Where's the breakfast beer?
Well, I don't think this would be a breakfast beer because it's a 9.1.
Oof.
Yeah, but it's Operation Breakfast All You Can Eat Coffee Vanilla Stout by Flying Dog.
Oh, so their definition of breakfast is just coffee.
Yeah, I guess. Sweet coffee? I don't know. I drink my coffee black. So, like, anything you put flavor in my coffee,
no,
I don't like it.
No.
It says, rise and shine, Clementine. This rowdy wake-up call is an ode to the greatest invention ever, the breakfast buffet. So much food, so little plate. Why choose one kind of breakfast when you can have them all? This dark brew is a perfect complement to all things breakfast. Oatmeal, waffle, buttered toast, cafe lattes with cocoa vanilla whipped cream. Don't just raid the cupboard. Rip it off the wall. Then wash it down with a deep flavored coffee vanilla stout that almost makes getting out of bed worth it. Almost.
Holy crap. Can you taste all that crap in there?
No, I think it's saying it'll go with that. I think it'll go with your oatmeal. It'll go with...
Oh, I see.
What the fuck? Buttered toast or your waffle. No, I don't taste any of that. I taste...
a little bit of coffee.
Yeah, like a stout, you know. It tastes like a stout to me.
That's all right. They're good.
Yeah, not bad. But what are you having on Cinco de Cuatro?
I am having Cuatro de Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cinco de Cuatro. Fifth of the four.
Oh, shit. I am fucking this episode up.
Well, I mean, it is May 4th, so may the force be with you.
I need the fucking force in this episode because I've royally fucked it.
I'm having Dos Equis. I don't think anything needs to be said about them. It's Dos Equis.
Australian for beer. No?
It's funny you say that because I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, for real?
I was trying to make a joke. Yeah. Dos Equis. It was Mexican for beer. But I was going to say Mexican for two X's. That's what it is. Two X's.
That's weird.
I have a backup because it was on the clearance table. Just a New Trail Lazy River Pills. And that's all I know. There's no percentage on it. It's just a can. It's Pilsner. We're going to go with it.
No. If it's a Pilsner, it's probably not too high.
Nah. If it's not even on there, I'm guessing it's a soft drink.
Yeah. You should put it in a baby bottle.
Suck on it with a nipple.
What? I mean, you guys couldn't see my face, but my eyebrows went very high. I said, "Ooh?
Nipple? Hmm?
You talk about sucking nipples and, you know,
with beer in
my
it.
My ears perk up, you know?
That's right. We're going to do Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe for who goes first in the SCP?
That's what I was going to say. We didn't even talk about who's going first.
Nope. We can get all the social BS out of the way. What do you say? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of it. Bring on the weird. What else? I'm not going to give you my email because we keep getting junk. It's crazy.
My personal email is getting hammered right now with bullshit.
What? Like from this kind of stuff? Podcast stuff?
No, just I don't know what happened, but it got out there to these motherfuckers and they're just hammering me. Your account has expired. Please click this link.
Oh, God, no.
Well, I did it. I thought I was supposed to.
Oh, man.
I'm kidding. I didn't do it. I'm not. Look, I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb. Well, want some dope merch?
Yeah.
You can go to myconspiracytees.com/bringonaweird or tpublic.com and just search Bring on a Weird. Get you a t-shirt, get you a hoodie. I know we're coming out of hoodie season, but who doesn't like to come inside in the summer? You got the house all nice and cold, and then you throw the hoodie on. You got the shorts on, but throw the hoodie on just to be all cozy, you know?
That's right.
Make it a Bring on a Weird hoodie.
I don't see why not.
Nah. You go out to eat. You go to restaurants. Things are starting to open up again. It's cold in the restaurants. They always make it cold. What the fuck? Why do they do that? Throw your Bring on a Weird hoodie on. Represent, you know?
That's right.
Damn right, dude.
Now you say we're coming out of hoodie season, but it's hot today. But the temperature for the next week, it doesn't look good at all.
Yeah, what the fuck? It looks like a roller coaster, dude. It starts up here and just fucking plummets.
That's the way Bitcoin is going right now.
Oof.
It's going up, 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 up. And it's like, oh, there's a peak.
Yeesh. I don't know anything about Bitcoin.
I bought like 0.0024 shares of a Bitcoin or something.
And what it costs you, $43 billion to have like a portion of one?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Why didn't they make it like equal to a penny? So like when you're like, I got 50,000 Bitcoins, I know what that means. Or make it like a dollar. I got 50 Bitcoins. Okay, you got $50. I got you.
But that's not how cryptocurrency works. We're not getting into all this.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. So,
but Dogecoin is doing really good. I bought 750 Dogecoin for 31 cents each. And as of right now, it's floating around 60 cents each. So I've made a couple hundred dollars in Dogecoin.
That's great, man. I mean, again, I don't understand any. I don't, how the fuck does it work? I don't know. Look, you hand me money, I know I got money. Right. When I give you money and somehow you're saying you might make some money, you might lose some money, I'm like, whoa, time out. This is my money. How I'm going to lose this? I could lose this? No thanks, bud.
The whole idea of, so you have the digital, your bank money is practically digital now.
Oh, yeah.
So it goes from digital bank account to cryptocurrency, and then somehow it increases in value, and if you want, you can sell off what you have, turn it back into dollars, and then withdraw from the bank. It's fucking clusterfuck. It's a mess.
Yeah, it's so much so that I don't give a fuck about, like, they can talk to me about Bitcoin, and I say, look, when it becomes mandatory, then I might get in on it. Otherwise, hey, I might move off to the fucking wilderness, get off the grid, get off the fucking money system.
Done.
Done, dude. D-U-N, done.
Go to an island and bring a solar panel.
Yeah. I don't want to get into it. I don't. Well, I was thinking today that I was just, I was at work. I was driving around and stuff. And I was like, you know what is kind of weird? Because we were talking about the Arcturians and the...
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is it possible that technology itself causes evil? So, I mean, think about it. A hippie living out on a commune, growing their own food, doing all that shit. They don't have technology, and they're happy as can fucking be, right?
Just doing their thing.
Right now, I'm surrounded by technology, and I fucking hate everything. Like, it makes, I swear, technology itself is what creates evil, and it is evil in itself.
Man, wait until we get into the Book of Enoch.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one, man.
The way you said that, right in the beginning of getting knowledge, they're like, whoa, that's fucked. Don't do that. That's the sin. Don't do that. Don't read. Don't write. Don't figure all this stuff out. Stop it.
Yeah. Well, because I was thinking, like, science, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's... I don't know how to explain it. It's like...
It's religion itself.
Yeah, and, like, it's not making anybody happier. What is science doing to make you happier?
It's giving us more information, and what are we doing with that information?
Killing people?
Just making ourselves mad with it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay, like, yeah. Maybe it can heal me a little bit, but in the end, am I going to be happy being literally like a fucking cyborg? Am I going to be happy like that? Probably not. I'd rather just live out my life like a normal fucking human being that has always existed and just die off. Make room for the new...
Right.
I don't know. But I don't know. It just hit me when you said move to an island, one solar panel. And I'm like, because I was thinking one's not going to be enough for me. I'm like, maybe it will, because I'm about to get fucking happy.
That's it. That's all you need. Just when the wind's not blowing, plug your fan into the solar panel. Boom, done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Launch that phone into the fucking ocean. All you need is a fan.
Well, maybe you just accidentally decided about the SCP, because the one I picked is the Book of Endings.
Okay.
You want to go with that?
Sure.
I don't remember what the one
is. Damn, it's kind of long, brother.
We'll get through it. I guess I could just get right into it, because it's sort of about like an apocalyptic events and all that.
Woohoo!
Like you said, you get to the end of your life and you just, that's it. Just expire and make room for new. Cyborg yourself and keep going. Come on. Is that fun? That's probably going to be fun.
I don't know. I mean, it might be a little fun.
Until it's not, then you're stuck.
Yeah, and then you get bored and you're like, I can't fucking die.
Right.
This sucks. I can't, like, I've done everything, literally everything, and now what? I gotta do it twice?
Die. You've done everything except die.
Look, I'll try anything twice, but three times.
If you shake it three times, you're playing with yourself. All right, here's the description for the Book of Endings. SCP-152 is a large, hardbound book with leather bindings. The paper inside resembles vellum and is written upon in black ink.
You know what vellum is?
Like that super thin, almost tissuey paper.
It's like donkey skin. Because, what? Yeah, because I was looking into the Devil's Bible. I still might do that on one of my, the Gigas Primus, or the Gigas Primus, something like that. And it's written on vellum, and it is like donkey skin.
What?
Yeah.
Who thought that was a good idea?
I don't know, not the donkeys.
No.
They're like, please, they started the book burnings. They're like, no more. Books are bad. Please, we cannot keep supporting these books.
My ass is going to kick your ass. It's going to happen.
Oh, they can. Donkeys can reproduce. Mules can't. I was going to say we can't keep reproducing for this, but mules can't. Donkeys can.
Is that how it works? One's a male horse and a female donkey, right? Female horse and a male donkey? What's happening?
Yeah, I don't know.
One's a disaster, and they're like, and they just can't reproduce.
It's an abomination in the eyes of the Lord.
Oh, no. Well, I lost my train of thought. I was thinking about Lord stuff because I'm heavy into the Book of Enoch.
I thought you meant the singer Lord. Like, oh, no, no. No, no.
The contents of the book consist entirely of a series of entries that describe apocalyptic events, which are not always XK-class, end-of-the-world scenarios, but invariably deal with the extinction of humanity.
Fun.
The entries are arranged in chronological order, beginning with an unexplained spontaneous failure of the sun in 6000 BC, and ending with other events close to the present day.
Okay.
Many of the 6000 BC, that was a while ago.
It was before the Sumerians.
Yes. So, did it happen?
Might have happened, and then, you know, they came down, and they're like, hey, we got to put some more of these fucking slaves down.
We got the materials. Just put them together, fellas.
We can rebuild him.
Many of the entries describe apocalypses caused or facilitated by objects that are or were in Foundation custody or are of a paranormal nature. These are records of human extinction caused by more conventional means, such as nuclear warfare or deadly viral epidemics.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah. Things are getting crazy. Each entry describes in some detail the events leading up to the calamity itself and the aftermath until the point at which the last human on Earth dies. It has been observed that the entries in SCP-152 change to whatever language the reader is most comfortable with, up to the point where the sentence structure can change significantly from reader to reader, or even begin using colloquialisms that only the reader would understand. Only the basic meaning of the entries remains constant. It's kind of an artificial intelligence in a book.
Yeah, like it knows it's you, and then, ooh, that is, that's a little creepy.
A little bit. If multiple people are looking at SCP-152, read in the personal language of whomever began reading first. Eek. If no one is directly observing SCP-152, it will display the language of whomever read it last. Rarely, words will appear in the book that do not translate and instead appear as horizontally arranged calligraphic characters which have not been matched to any known language.
Fucking aliens, bro. I gotta get like an alien one, like sound effect that goes like, wee, like, you know, it sounds like a spaceship.
Yeah, find one of those.
Yeah.
To the best knowledge of Foundation historians, most of the information contained in SCP-152 is accurate, diverging only at the point where the apocalypse occurs. In almost all cases, the difference is that a few key decisions were apparently made differently in SCP-152's version of history, leading ultimately to humankind's annihilation.
That sounds bad.
Yes. SCP-152 resists all attempts to change or write in it. Inks, graphite, charcoal, and other marking materials do not adhere to the pages and are easily brushed off. Lasers or other heat sources do not burn into the paper. And it's fucking alien.
Definitely.
Close inspection has revealed that foreign substances are stopped from actually coming into contact with the pages. Oh, it's got like a force field.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
At least 5 micrometers of empty space are always present between the pages themselves and any foreign materials that might come into contact with them. For this reason, SCP-152 does not decay, which also means that it has proven impossible to determine SCP-152's exact age. Alien.
Is that because they can't carbon date it, I guess?
I think so. They can't tear a piece off and burn it and see how many carbons come out of it or however the hell they carbon date.
I think they cut them in half and then they count the rings.
Everything.
How old is that person? I don't know. Give me my axe. That's what the guillotine was.
Who?
The guillotine. They would just chop the heads off and count the rings in the neck.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, shit. She was only 23.
Oh.
And she only had 14 kids? Definitely a witch.
Oh, absolutely. She's still blinking. Oh, shit. Witch.
Bitch.
SCP-152 is self-updating, with newly inked entries and new descriptions of how the last human died appearing at unpredictable intervals, always on the last page of the book.
It's that fucking show, not a show, I think it was a comic first, Death Note?
Oh, shit. Did you ever watch that animated series?
No, there was I did watch a movie, it was like a little movie, was it on Netflix or Prime? I don't remember, but there was a movie about it.
I watched the animated series, this was a long time ago that I watched it, and it's creepy as hell. It freaked me out.
Yeah, the monster in the movie, like, it was, you know, it was like, it looked like a low budget, like, kind of indie movie, but the monster was fucking creepy, dude. I was like, whoa, that thing, they did a good job with that.
The whole idea is just writing somebody's name down and then they just die spontaneously. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The date that a new entry appears corresponds with the date given in the entry for the death of the last member of the human species. However that works. When space becomes an issue, extra pages appear along with the text, and the spine of SCP-152 broadens accordingly. Holy shit, this thing, it's alive.
It's like an iPhone. It updates all the time. And then when you need more storage, you got the fucking cloud, the iCloud.
Yeah, it just shows up. Oh, there have been redacted updates to the book since it came into Foundation custody. We're not allowed to know. As with past events, SCP-152 has proven to be up to date on current events until a point at which a catastrophe occurs, because recent entries frequently concern entities or groups of interest to the Foundation, including the Foundation itself. SCP-152 is to be checked regularly for information of importance.
That's interesting.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. The object class for this is safe.
No kidding.
It sounds safe, right? Like, it's not actually going to affect you. It just keeps a recorded history of everything.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Events. Yeah. I guess it's not actually doing any. Or is it?
Or is it? Are the entries there as they happen? I don't know.
Or is it manipulating time and space and matter and atoms and neutron stars and I mean, I'm just saying science shit now. Is it manipulating all that shit and making it happen, just like my iPhone?
Let me tell you how to contain this damn thing.
Please do. Wait, wait, that's not how we do it.
Well, you want to do it?
Isn't it how we normally do it?
Yes, it's been a while.
Let me tell you how to contain it.
All right.
SCP-152 is to be kept in a locked chamber in Site 49, henceforth referred to as the Reading Room.
I wonder if there's other things in the Reading Room.
I don't know. Maybe the Death Note book is in there. The Reading Room is off-limits to personnel below Clearance Level 2. The reading room will be equipped with one ceiling lamp, one security camera, one scanner, copier, printer to be restocked with paper and ink as needed.
We need to know all the parts.
One standard office chair and one standard office desk upon which SCP-152 will rest.
Oh, so there's no other things in the reading room. It seemed weird because reading room was in quotes. That's where you go to read it, and that's it.
That must be what the SCP personnel call it. Oh, you're going to the reading room? Good luck, Rook.
See you never again.
Whoa, what does that mean, guys? When not in use, SCP-152 is to be turned to its last page, so that any additions made to it can be immediately observed. I wonder where the camera is. Is it in the corner or is it directly above? It's got to be directly above, right? Looking straight down on it?
If you're going to read it, yeah, that makes sense. So I wonder if that's sort of like a tell that something crazy happened. So whoever is observing the camera sees a new entry and is like, oh, shit, we got to... Somebody call the authorities. Some shit happened in Botswana.
Oh, crap. There's an M, an I.
It's not a Ouija board. Where is it?
It's just going real slow, spelling out like Michael Scott. That is just the first name that came to mind because I like The Office. Although I wouldn't want him to die. A single guard will be posted outside of the reading room to deter unauthorized persons from entering the reading room. All personnel are advised to remain quiet if they are near the reading room. This motherfucker got ears, too?
Does that matter? You're quiet?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's a reading room. It didn't say it was a library, necessarily.
I'm about to make a really morbid and possibly too soon joke. But what happened to that book on September 11th, 2001? Did that thing just fuck...
It was flipping pages, adding pages. It was going bananas.
Or does it doesn't pick all deaths? Or does it pick all deaths?
I don't know. Or does it just talk about the catastrophic event and say number of people died in this event?
Because it did say something about it has the date for the last member of the human race or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. The last member of the human species. So
does it record all deaths? That's a big fucking book.
Yeah, really. It's a tome. Well, let's talk about these addendums here.
Okie dokie.
There's also an incident report. Addendum 1. With the acknowledgement made that letting this thing lie around where the public could find it is dangerous to us, is there any real reason to study it? Outdated, hypothetical disaster scenarios aren't our concern. We've got plenty of real ones in the present to deal with. And that was from 05 Redacted.
Addendum 2. The book is accurate enough about pre-disaster Earth that it makes a decent guide to the present. Plus, it gives a little perspective on the big picture of what some SCPs could do if they got loose. I think all researchers with clearance ought to read the last 50 pages or so just to drive home how important what they do here is. Quote, for want of a nail... end quote, and all that. Dr. Jansen.
I don't know that quote, for want of a nail, and all that. So this thing is predicting future catastrophes, and then they can be averted? I thought it was recording as they were happening.
Did you ever see Final Destination? You can't avert death, dude.
It's gonna happen.
If it wants you, it fucking has you.
Addendum 3. Jansen... half the entries in the last 50 pages show the Foundation screwing up and killing everybody. 05 Redacted.
You want to do 4, and then I'll take 5, since it's a little longer?
What about that incident report?
Oh, yeah, I'll let you do the incident report. Addendum 4. Like I said, it gives a little perspective. Dr. Jansen.
And here's the incident report. Incident report 152-05. On the night of redacted, we don't know when it happened at all. The security guard on camera duty noticed that SCP-152 was missing from the reading room.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what happened? It doesn't do anything. What are you going to do? Go hit somebody with it?
Maybe
there's a catastrophe. It gets written in it.
You ever see the movie Nightcrawler?
No.
What? He was a reporter, and he was always reporting like serious crimes, serious deaths, and all this. And it turns out the motherfucker was going out causing the shit so he could be the first one on scene to do it, to report it. That's what this book's doing.
Nice.
Oh, fucking Jan Janssen over here. He's about to die. And, I just happen to know it because I... I killed him.
I was there the whole time.
I loosened the fucking nut on his lawnmower, and that blade... That's a big fear of mine, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know why. It just, like... Because it's balanced, so if the nut comes off, that thing's not going to fly in any direction. It should just go plump down.
You're right. Yes.
But I don't even cut my own grass anymore anyway.
What?
No, I don't. I pay a guy to come out here and cut it.
Stop it.
I'm dead serious, dude. $35 bucks once a week.
No.
Yeah, I do. I don't have time.
Sure you do. Now you do.
Now I might have less time. I'm working more. I'm working more hours every week than I would. Like right now, I'm getting more overtime than I would on my old schedule.
But you have the whole weekend.
Yeah, but my weekends are super busy, dude. With, you know, working on the podcast, shit, going over the shop, working.
All right, I suppose. But you're paying somebody else to do it, so they're making some money. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm being a good guy, man.
However, by the time she had finished reaching for the switchboard to report this, SCP-152 had reappeared. And there was a new entry on the last page. See, just like you said, book disappeared, killed somebody, came back quick. Oh, look. Look what happened. It was crazy. What happened?
Or it showed back up. It was a fucking security guard's name on it. They're like, oh, fuck. Please be a different Julia Ramirez.
As this was the fifth such occurrence of sudden disappearance and reappearance, refer to incident reports 152-01 through 152-04, which we don't have.
No, we don't.
A simple test was conducted with a high-speed camera, a sensitive electronic scale upon which SCP-152 was placed, and an alarm set to go off if the weight upon the scale abruptly changed.
Fucking Indiana Jones.
Watch out for the damn ball.
You gotta, like, take the skull and throw a rock on it, like, right away.
So the book is putting things in place in the universe to make that happen so that it can zip-zap in and out and nobody notices.
Mm-hmm. It's got that kind of control. I don't trust this fucking book, dude.
Safe. Bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know.
The next three updates, quote, unquote, updates to SCP-152 all set the alarm off, and the high-speed camera revealed that SCP-152 vanished from sight for exactly 1 second each time.
Yeah, but if it's going to another dimension or something, 1 second might not be shit.
It's 1 second to the observers here on this plane of existence.
Yeah, it could be 50 fucking years somewhere else.
Right. One more addendum.
And that's number 5. I posit that the book isn't actually being, quote-unquote, updated as such. It's actually being replaced. And each time it changes, we are actually receiving a new edition of it. I would very much like to find out where these are coming from, Dr. Janssen. Wow. That's interesting.
So it's zipping out, and then a new one's zipping in. So maybe the old one that we see as the old one gets zipped to a different universe.
And then Stephen King writes a new one, and it comes back to us.
It's just this big-ass cycle. There's a whole... Everything's just getting shifted through the bubbles, the universe bubbles.
Yeah, somebody's got the fucking dude from Misery locked up on the bed, and he's just like, I don't want to do this. And he's just fucking writing names. And, don't break my fucking ankles. Oh, shit.
It's messed up.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take a break.
I agree. I think we should.
Finally. We're off to the next SCP. A harvested man. I guess that should have been yours, but I didn't know what else to do. I panicked. No,
it's okay, man. You flubbed that. I flubbed the beginning. Now I got the fucking hiccups. This is a disaster of an episode.
This is like, I don't even know what 13 is in Spanish. What's 13 in Spanish? Hurry. Trece?
El Diablo. I don't know.
On a Tuesday.
Oh, so it's SCP-415. The harvested man. God, fuck.
It's just, don't worry, it's just skipping. Record skipping.
There's scratches on the CD. Some of our listeners are like, CD? What the fuck's a CD?
All right. The MP3 is corrupted. Okay? Okay, the MP3 is corrupted.
Also, they're like, what's an MP3? Don't know.
That's when we get to the singularity. They don't even know what an MP3 is.
Nope.
Everything just is.
It just is, buddy.
You're going to make it?
Yeah, yeah. It might. I don't know what's going to happen. So the editing might be a little funky. Some things I might not be able to fix. So let's just fucking roll.
All right.
Let me give you the description here. SCP-415 is a 176.9 centimeter tall Caucasian male of 36 years.
Hi, we're American. We don't know what any of that means.
Yeah, no clue. Is it tall? Is it short? Is it in the middle? Is it average? I don't know. Size matters, but centimeters don't.
So I looked up 176.9 centimeters. Gave it to me in kilometers. 0.001769 kilometers, in case you were wondering, in case you couldn't figure that out.
I wish there was an easy conversion to kilometers. You know what I mean? Not for centimeters or whatever, but if I was doing 50, or say I'm doing 100 miles an hour, easy conversion to kilometers. No clue. I have no fucking clue.
No.
Is it 200? Is it 400? Is it 1,000? I don't know.
176.9 centimeters is 5.80 feet, which means it's 5 3/4 feet, which is 5'9"?
Yeah, about 5'9", yeah.
5'10 7/8".
Okie dokie. So this not very tall guy, you're about average height guy. He has.
Hey.
Come on, dude. We're not tall. Neither one of us are tall.
No, this guy might be taller than me, actually.
Well, he's fucking gorgeous. Just kidding. His eyes are, because they're blue eyes. He does have receding brown hair, and he appears to be human.
Appears to be?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little sus, you know what I mean, as the kids say.
Same kids.
Subject exhibits an average IQ and a relatively stable personality given his situation, which I assume we'll get to.
This is describing us, but we don't have blue eyes.
I don't have a receding hairline.
Hey, my mine's already receded.
I didn't say anything about you. You called yourself out, buddy. I just said I didn't have one. I wish mine, you know, I wish my hair would thin out a little bit. It's too thick. You know what I mean?
I keep it shaved down. None of that comb over crap. I don't dye anything. Pfft. Let nature take its course.
My license plate says Daddy Too Thick, you know?
vanity plates. I love it.
He is cooperative with on-site staff, though is nervous around medical equipment and personnel. Oh, yeah. He got Captain America'd. You know what I mean? They took him in. And now every time he sees one, you know, he's like a dog going to the vet. He's like,
no, 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 not you again, no.
You gotta put that thermometer where? SCP-415 seems to possess a regenerative healing ability focusing on tissue and organ regrowth. It's fucking Wolverine.
Wolverine is short, too.
Fuck. We got Logan Wolverine here, dude. Holy shit. This ability is most pronounced concerning his internal organs, particularly the liver, spleen, pancreas, and colon.
It's very specific.
Well, hey, Colon cancer kills a lot. So does pancreas cancer. Spleen. What the fuck is that? Who knows? Liver. We might be able to use that if we go 100 more episodes.
We need one of those.
Skeletal breaks have been observed to heal faster than the human norm, but slower than soft organs. What a bitch. The subject has shown the ability to survive with organs that have suffered severe damage or been completely removed.
What? So you just harvest his organs? Well, we're going to need another liver. What do you got?
No. Oh, yeah, he can just pull it out. Like, if the government knew about this, they'd be saving a shit ton of lives because they'd keep him locked up and just like, come on, grow us a new liver, bitch.
Just harvest his liver.
The damaged or missing organs will regrow and become fully healthy and functioning within a period of 1 to 3 months. That's not bad.
Holy crap.
That's not bad.
No, you got a season. I can't. You just took one. You got to wait till spring.
You got till the end of spring.
And then what? What are you going to do? It's not even there. Stab me some more?
I'm going to cut your dick off. Well, go ahead.
No!
I'll just fucking grow it right back. I'll grow an even bigger one.
Just for spite. Try it again.
Despite subjects near immortality, thanks to this process, he has shown a completely normal immune system and has been affected by the common cold and influenza with completely unremarkable results.
What's happening?
This guy,
he's the sniffles.
He's fucking Achilles. You know what I mean? He's a badass motherfucker, but he's got this one little flaw where the fucking flu can kill him.
Keep him out of 2020. Good Lord.
What?
Coronavirus.
This is 2021, dude.
I know. You met in 2020. Oh. It was a bad year.
Oh. SCP-415's body has undergone several radical alterations performed by an unknown third party. Mad Cats. Subject has several zippers surgically installed on his body.
What?
One curved from his left armpit to the skin over his stomach. One centered directly over the heart. And two installed parallel to each other on the gut.
What? So it's just, so they don't have to cut him open every time? They're like, oh, timer went off. There's a new liver ready.
This is ridiculous. Oh, it's called the Harvested Man.
Oh, yeah, true, I guess.
Oh, my God. Repo Man meets SCP. Further physical anomalies have been observed that were later found to have been removed or resolved over time. Here's one. Most of the torso was covered by a loose flap of skin that could be lifted at any time and was pinned by 3 safety pins and a sewing button. This anomaly remained for 63 days.
So his outer skin just didn't heal. It was just a flap for organs?
It was a pocket. He had a pocket.
He had a pocket.
He had a liver pocket.
Or just a flap. Tell you what, we need a new spleen today. Just open it up. Pull that spleen out.
I wonder if he could live without his heart, though.
But that wasn't one of the organs that would regrow, right? The ability is most pronounced in the particular organs. Liver, spleen, pancreas, and colon.
Hmm.
But he did have a healing ability. But you could definitely tell it in the liver, spleen, pancreas, and colon. So you can pull out his poo-poo, his poop shoot. I don't know what he's going to do for 3 months without the poop shoot.
My man's out here saving lives, dude. All the fucking cancer going on. You got colon cancer? Snip his out. Replace it with yours.
Oh, yeah. Butthole transplant.
Or replace yours with him. With his. You know what I mean.
So many things happening right now.
Here's the next one. Several long lines of stitches crudely placed with thick black thread of unknown material, raising the surface of the skin by more than a centimeter in some places. A particularly noticeable stitching began on the small of the back and continued up the side until the 4th rib. From here, it passed over the neck and forked into 2 branches, ending on the shoulders.
And what? It,
yeah, I don't know. I read it and I couldn't even hardly follow it. In an accident where he was struck with some force, the stitching was severed. The entire left side ripped open, and almost all the internal organs spilled out.
Oh, God.
There was evidence that this stitching was undone and replaced numerous times over a period of 9 months, despite constant observation. At the end of this period, all stitches vanished, and subjects showed no evidence of their existence.
What? So at one point, all of his innards just dumped out, and they're like, oh, shit. Scoobmackin, Scoobmackin. Oh, my God.
Who's got the shovel?
Zip him up. Come on.
Duct tape.
3 months later, he's good. It's fine.
Oh, boy. How about this next one? A steel lining was found inserted in between the solid bones of the skull. If a sharp object like a scalpel or knife was slid through and some pressure applied, the structure would allow the top of his skull to be removed. This mechanism remains in place at present, but is largely unnoticeable to the casual observer.
What was that for?
I don't know.
Can you harvest everything from this dude?
It sounds like it. This thing says that the ability is most pronounced concerning his internal organs, particularly the liver, spleen, pancreas, and colon.
But it doesn't say that it doesn't... apparently it works on everything, then.
Yeah, it doesn't say only those items. Items. Look, what am I, on Amazon? Only those items.
Let me see. I'll have a spleen. Add that to the cart.
That's one great-looking testicle. I'll take one of those.
I see you're not currently using your pancreas. Thank you.
I was surfing the other day, bruh. A shark bit off my butt cheek. I see you got one for sale.
Man, this kind of calls back to one of our very early episodes. The body harvest?
Yeah.
Harvesting of the organs? Man, that was a long time ago, but
yeah.
This dude could just keep selling stuff off.
Yeah. It's like parting out a car. Like, you're not going to get any money. It doesn't run. But you're like, well, I could sell you the fucking hubcaps. Oh, you need... okay, you need a muffler? I got you, fam. Got you, dog.
Could somebody harvest one piece at a time and then build a whole other dude?
That's Theseus' ship, dude.
Right.
Is it him or is it not him? Is the... It's crazy. I don't know.
I love that idea. Like, thinking of that, the Theseus ship. Every once in a while, I'll think that. Like, on my front porch, like, if I have to rebuild the whole porch, then I'll have to get a permit. But if I replace this piece and this piece, and then slowly replace the pieces.
Yeah.
Is anybody going to know?
No, they wouldn't.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Fucking genius.
Who needs a permit? I'll do it real, real slow.
I permit you to do this. Like, what? This is my fucking house. This is my fucking property. You permit me to do this? Oh,
thanks,
thank government. You. Thank you, Kim Jong-un. Thank you, thank you. You know what I mean? Like, you're fucking bowing down to your fucking township. Suck a dick. This is my house. Did you pay for this? Who's paying for this? Me or you? I do whatever the fuck I want here.
That's how property works, man.
It's ridiculous, and that's why fuck the government and fuck Bill Gates. I mean, that's not why fuck Bill Gates, but just fuck him, you know what I mean?
Don't you feel sorry for Bill and Aunt Linda?
No. No, he was, you know what, he was tired of sucking her oversized clit and, or her undersized dick, I don't know what it was, but, I mean, he was just done. He was tired of it, and now he's getting sympathy, so, anyway, let's move on and not fucking worry about Bill and Man Linda. It has been consistently observed by staff assigned to SCP-415 that before one of these physical modification anomalies, the subject will enter a state of extreme panic and heightened strength accompanied by frantic screaming.
Yep. Yep. Anybody would. All right, buddy. We're coming for another colon. No!
It's like... Wah! Wah! Just... Funny.
At a point during this panic state, the subject will undergo a phase where the environment within 2.5 meters, whatever the fuck that is, of the subject will warp. This motherfucker's a black hole.
What's going on right now?
Displaying what has been described by observing staff as alien landscapes, operating rooms, oversized organic anatomy. Whoa! Just giant dicks.
I'll give you a redwood. Here it comes.
They're very large, hard wood, you know?
Right.
And in one instance, an amusement park.
What? What?
So,
what?
Well, timeout.
I bought everything until then. Everything was fine until out of nowhere, an amusement park.
Well, we got oversized dicks and we got Disneyland. So, what's going on here?
Dickneyland.
Oh, hey. That's when the two, you know, they combine. Like, he's so confused.
Now, what you have to watch out for, I don't know, some people might want to ride it. The phallus wheel is one hell of a situation.
I don't fuck with it. You know, it's too tall. It's too, it stands up too much. You know, if it was a little shorter, I'd be good with it.
A little closer to the scrope.
I don't like heights, people. That was a joke. I'm afraid of a Ferris wheel because it's too tall.
Oh, you heard Ferris wheel. I said phallus wheel.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you that if it was a phallus wheel, the bigger the better. You know what I'm saying?
Just a tip.
The whole thing, baby. I hope my mom doesn't listen to this one. The subject will then vanish from our reality for a period of time ranging from 0.25 seconds to the longest recorded time of 3 seconds.
Look, I've heard of panic attacks, but this is something else. Dude just zips away.
I'm impressed by him. I've never lasted longer than 3 seconds. I'm making this whole fucking SCP about sexy time. Upon reappearance of the subject, a new modification will be present, with occasional repeats of past modifications. Subject is unable to explain to where he is taking to during these attacks at any given time, but is firm in stating his duration of departure is significantly longer than his recorded departure time, upwards of several years in some cases.
So, how do we...
We just talked about this, right?
Yeah.
And yours.
Didn't we do that with... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it just departs, comes back, off to a different universe. And so, we see 3 seconds on this plane of existence, and then he sees several years on his end with a whole new modification. So, he's getting tortured here, panics, zips away, gets tortured there.
It's like Interstellar. You know what I mean?
And then all of a sudden, you show up behind the bookshelf. Like, what the hell's going on?
Going to this planet is going to cost us at least 150 years, whatever the fuck it was. At least 50 years.
Let me tell you how to contain this mother out of nowhere.
Please do. I think we have to. I don't know what is going on with him.
If we just leave him alone, stop harvesting his stuff.
Well, his eyes are beautiful. He's got beautiful eyes. Have they harvested his eyes? Do they come back blue? Or are they green this time? Maybe hazel? Maybe brown? Maybe
different modifications.
Black. Like a black-eyed motherfucking kid.
Ooh. Oh, man. That can't be good.
I'll tell you another time about this fucking scary-ass fucking dream I had. But let's... I know we gotta get going.
SCP-415-415 is to be kept in standard living quarters with freedom of movement while... with an armed guard. Guards and monitoring staff are to be stationed by the living area, and all activity deviating from the daily norm is to be recorded. Requests for simple luxuries have been authorized, and thus far, such requests have been for reading material. You just bored to tears when everybody tries to come in and take his colon and stuff.
Like, oh, he brushes teeth for 2 minutes every day. Today was 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Oh, jot it down. Jot it down.
This policy should continue as long as SCP-415 remains cooperative. Personnel interacting with SCP-415 show a particular risk of succumbing to sympathetic or emotional attachment. Due to this effect, the staff assigned to SCP-415 should be rotated every 30 days.
He's fucking Ryan Gosling. He's got these fucking blue eyes, and people are like, oh, you know, and then they fucking fall in love. Nope, gotta get out of here. They can't. Sympathetic, emotional attachment? Ryan got, he comes in, he's like, hey, girl. That's it.
Instant. That's it. What do you need?
Yeah, even if it's a guy, he's like, yeah, I'll be a girl. Yeah, call me Caitlin.
Nope. Yeah, you got it. You got it.
There's an addendum here. It's addendum 415-01. SCP-415 had been in a state of movement across the United States for approximately 2.5 years, allegedly hitchhiking, staying in the wilderness, and living sporadically in small towns. Although no full record of his activities exists, information from interviews and first-hand civilian reports have provided a partial travel map. He was first sighted in New England, fuck the Patriots, fleeing along the east coast of the U.S., then traveled almost directly into the heart of the Midwest before wandering in a rough circle around that area.
He got caught in a tornado.
Participating in farm work and manual labor. He just wanted to be a farmer. Well, god dang.
He's a pretender. Here I come. Just leave me be.
Fucking poser. According to SCP-415, he was running from an organization that he believes to be hunting him, presumably to sell his organs on the black market, China. The Foundation came in contact with SCP-415 after he turned himself in to the FBI, asking for protection from this unknown organization. SCP-415 was intercepted and contained while in transport to an asylum after turning violent upon his request being declined.
Okay.
Wow, that was an interesting SCP. That's the end of that one, folks.
A lot happened with Mr. Harvested Man. So the Foundation doesn't harvest him themselves?
Yeah, it sounds like they're just studying him to find out like what's going on. But it sounds like, you know, China was there and we don't have any listeners from China. They're not allowed to have the internet. But it sounds like there's another organization that were like, we're going to sell these fucking livers. So chain them up.
Just keep put a zipper on them. We're going to need to get to the liver again.
Just zzz, zzz.
That would suck so much.
Yeah. They're like, I know where it is. I know where the liver is. Yeah, it's somewhere over here. And just fuck. Oh, God, dude.
Then he screams, then he zips out of existence, comes back 3 seconds later. Where's the zipper go? Fuck.
God, dude. It's fucking terrible.
Oh, man. But that's the end. If you hate commercials, patreon.com/bringingtheweird. Drop those commercials.
Get rid of them. Fuck them.
Ads, commercials, whatever you want to call them today.
Depends on how old you are.
Mm-hmm. If you're our age, they're commercials.
Yep. Boomer. I'm a boomer, according to my son.
There's no way.
Yeah, I said, I'm not a boomer. He said, yeah, but you're going to be a boomer. I said, that's literally not how that works. I said, you are what you are forever. Like, I am, unfortunately, a millennial. Although, you know what? Can I choose to not identify as a millennial?
You can choose to identify however you want. This is 2021.
Yeah, I choose to not identify as a millennial.
Or a boomer.
I don't want to be any of these young, stupid fucks either, but
Gen X?
Yeah, I was like, that's literally not how that works, man. Like, in your in his logic, he will grow up to be a boomer. And he doesn't like boomers because he hears people on YouTube bitch about boomers. But that was unnecessary banter at the end of the episode.
Possibly. All right. Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.